Welcome to another high energy episode of Data Exposed. Today we're going to talk about actually a way to keep your data from being exposed. My name is Jeremy Lickness. I'm a cloud developer advocate. I have a very special guest with me. You want to share who you are and what you do with Microsoft?
Sure, Jeremy. My name is Ronit Reger. I'm actually a program manager on the SQL team. And my team focuses on security, data security, keeping our customers' data as secure as possible by creating all sorts of really cool features that help our customers.
Well, that's very important. We take security very seriously. You know, I've been in consulting for almost 15 years, and probably the biggest issue we have is security breaches, right? With SQL Server, people hear about these all the time. Sure. Now, my understanding is you have a tool that you've been working on and is about to be released that will help out with some of these problems. Can you describe that?
Absolutely, Jeremy. So this tool is actually basically a security dashboard.
Okay.
Which gives our customers kind of an overall view of what their security state is and a way to resolve their security issues.
Okay, so it actually not only exposes issues, but walks them through remediations as well.
Exactly. So we're finding kind of the highest risk issues that people have in their database environment and walking them through how to resolve those issues with actually detailed kind of scripts and remediation actions that they can take.
Now, when you talk about this tool for databases, what types of databases does it secure? Will it work with my SQL Server and my data center? Will it work with my Azure SQL Server? Like, what does it work with?
So this tool, which is called Vulnerability Assessment, is actually currently in public preview for Azure SQL Database. But we also have this coming very soon to support SQL Server, supporting your SQL Server 2012 and up via a new capability that we have in SSMS.
Very cool. And SSMS is the management console that I use to interface, right, with the SQL Server.
Exactly. That SQL Server Management Studio, what most DBAs or developers use to work with their SQL Server.
That's great. I actually spent a long time in that as a developer. I tried as much as I could to move the database away, but it keeps coming back, and it seems like tools like this make it easier and easier for people to actually work with databases in a secure way.
Exactly. What's nice about this is that if before you had to be sort of a security expert to figure out what the security issues were, this really doesn't require any security expertise or even like real database expertise.
Okay.
Because we figure this all out for you by scanning your database for issues, and then we surface all the issues directly for you, explain how to resolve them, so it's really helpful in that way.
So it sounds like we had a recent announcement about auto-tuning, right, for SQL databases.
Exactly.
So between auto-tuning in a tool like this, it sounds like 90-95% of your surface area is covered with tools.
So this is exactly the story of SQL Database as the intelligent database system, right? So we're doing all of this stuff kind of under the hood so that you don't have to think about it, and we're just surfacing those insights so that the customers have them directly in front of them.
That's great. Well, let's take a look at what this tool does. I understand you have a demo for us.
Yeah, let's jump into a demo. I'm currently demoing what we have for Azure SQL Database,
Okay. Which,
as we said, is now in public preview and available for everyone. So what we're seeing here is basically our security dashboard for my database, which is called VA Demo. As we can see, we have the kind of database screen here, and there's a new capability under settings called Vulnerability Assessment.
Okay.
You just click on that. The first time I would have to actually set this up by going into settings and setting up a storage account, because we're saving all your scan results in storage.
Right. So and you have to have some place to put them.
Exactly.
Sure.
So you set up a storage account for that.
Okay.
And then when you're done with that, you just click scan. It'll scan your database for vulnerabilities, and then this screen comes up.
That's it. Just, I'm on this database, I'm ready to scan it, and go to the races.
And that's it. And then just like that, you have visibility into your database security state. And so here you have this sort of overall view of, okay, this is what my security state is, with a total number of kind of passing checks and the total failing checks. So I know I have 8 issues that were found on my database.
Okay.
And I have the sort of risk breakdown of those issues. So there's just like one high risk issue, a few medium risk issues, and a couple of low risk issues.
Okay. And what does an issue look like? What information does it give me?
Great. So down here we have the list of all the failed issues that were found on this database. And they are sorted according to risk so that you can kind of focus on the high risk items
Sure.
first. And then, so I see the list here, but I'd like to drill down and figure out what this actually means. So I can just click on one of them. Let's start by clicking on this one. This says that excessive permissions should not be granted to the public role.
Okay.
So I'm going to click on that, and then the details here explain what we're actually checking and explain what the security impact of that is.
Okay.
Right? So that we kind of understand, you know, why is it a problem that public role has these excessive permissions? And we actually show you the query that we're running on your database to perform this check.
So this isn't necessarily just looking at black and white, this is exposed, this isn't. This is actually following some best practices and ensuring that those are applied.
That's exactly right. We're looking for best practices. We're looking for excessive surface area that's exposed that could lead to attack vectors on your database. So those kinds of security best practices.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you continue on this sort of details page, then you can see the actual results that we found on your database. So we see that we have both these permissions, execute and select, that are granted to public. What that means is that
anybody
by default,
can come in.
Anyone can do execute and select, which is
right.
Not a very secure setting. And so after that, we explain, okay, well, this is how you remediate this, right? You remediate this by revoking those permissions granted to public. And we actually provide you a customized T-SQL script to resolve that issue.
So if I click the button running Query Editor, it's going to take the script right into the Query Editor.
Let's try that.
Okay.
Shall we? All right. We'll click on running Query Editor. So this brings me to my Query Editor within the portal where I can run queries against my database. I can then check here, make sure that query makes sense, that I want to remove these permissions. And yeah, of course, you know, I don't want public to have execute and select permissions. Just need to make sure I'm logged in because not everyone can just run a script against the database. So I've now authenticated, so I can do that.
That would be good. A vulnerability tool should probably avoid vulnerabilities
itself.
We're careful
not to introduce any new vulnerabilities.
Right.
And then I just click run. And within a couple of seconds, that's done. And now this is resolved. So vulnerability assessment still hasn't found that it's resolved because we need to rescan in order to identify that, but we'll do that in a moment and we'll see that this is actually resolved.
Okay.
A couple of additional things I actually wanted to show before we rescan.
Okay.
Is another kind of vulnerability that was found here, and that's that SQL threat detection should be enabled.
Okay, sure.
So SQL threat detection, for anyone that doesn't know, is really provides an extra layer of security on Azure SQL Database, and we're recommending that for enhanced security, you enable this.
Okay.
So threat detection basically detects any suspicious activity that could indicate a threat to breach data from your database.
Now, is this something that's available for any Azure SQL database, or is it tied to certain database SKU levels?
So threat detection is available for all SQL databases.
Okay.
It does come at a charge of $15 per server.
Okay.
So we need to keep that in mind. Nonetheless, we do recommend this for improved security.
So it seems like a data breach would be a lot more expensive than $15.
That's what we're thinking, yeah. And so, you know, now that we're convinced that threat detection is important, we actually have a link here to remediate this. And rather than running a script, this just takes us to the auditing and threat detection blade in the Azure portal, where we can actually just click one button to turn threat detection on, click save, and now we're secured against potential threats.
Nice. So it's taking you directly to the place you need to remediate the problem.
That's exactly it. So that's another issue we just solved. So we're just getting better all the time. One final thing I wanted to show before we kind of rerun our scan and see that we're in better shape now is this first one that talks about, this is our high-risk item saying that minimal principals should be members of fixed high-impact database roles. So what does that mean? We're actually looking to see what users in your database are members of these roles that have a lot of kind of permissions on the database.
Okay.
In this case, we found that these two users, Anna and Charlie, both have DDL admin permissions on the database.
So they can come in and make modifications at will, pretty much.
Exactly. They're near sort of administrators on the database in terms of the data definition language. And, you know, so we explained that the remediation here is really to remove any members who should not have access to that role. But in this particular case, for my environment, these are actually the right users that should have that admin access, right? These
okay.
are my DBAs that do need to have this access. And so this is really not a failure to me in my environment. And so what I can do is I can approve this as the baseline.
Okay. And so what that's going to say is it's okay for these two users to have access, but if we see anything outside of that, then there's a problem.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And that means that this is basically customized to my database environment saying, okay, these are the right users, and then we'll detect deviations.
Nice.
So I set that as my baseline, and now I'm kind of really making some progress here in terms of where my assessment stands. So we see here also that we need to run a new scan to see those updated results, and we know that we have a couple of issues we fixed, so let's run a new scan.
All right, sounds good.
The vulnerability scan itself is lightweight. It just runs queries, basically read-only queries on the database, doesn't make any changes to your database, so it's really safe to run and does not affect database performance, which is key.
Now, is this something that either currently or is in the plans to be able to automate the scans for this, or is it just a manual process right
now? Yeah, that's a great question. We're actually planning to add scheduling here where you can set up a periodic schedule to run your scans, and then you don't have to do anything. And then we'll even send notifications once a scan is complete and tell you about any deviations we found.
Okay, awesome. Sounds great.
So as you can see, you know, before we had those 8 issues, now we have only 5. The issues that were resolved are no longer showing up. We solved the issue of those public permissions. We solved the issue of threat detection, right? And then we also can take a look at all the passing checks over here. So you can see all these other things that we're checking that are actually passing. And up here we saw that baseline check that we actually added to our baseline. So, you know, here we see that this is passing because we set it as our baseline. And we see that these are our baseline values, right? We said that Anna and Charlie could have these permissions. If next time we scan, we find someone else here, then we're going to notify about that.
So the only other question I have then, all these different checks, are you able to add your own checks if you have a rule that, say, you wanted to apply to the database?
Yeah, so for now, we're limiting it to our built-in checks.
Okay.
That's something we are considering, letting people add their own checks. We have to be careful from a security perspective, because remember, you can't just run a query on the database without having the permissions to do so.
Right, so someone could, with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
You could easily take down a database with the wrong type of query for a check.
Exactly, so we have to still kind of figure out how we can do that in a safe way. For now, we're just running the things that we recommend to lock down your database security.
Now, if I'm a DBA and I'm looking at this saying, my life is about to get so much easier, how do I access this? Is this available to me today in the Azure portal?
Yeah, so this is in public preview today in the Azure portal. Anyone can access it. You can. It's based on RBAC permissions in the portal. So only a person with permissions, the security admin permission on the database, can access it.
Makes sense.
To be safe here. But it's available for all subscriptions. Just try it out.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.